very happy and honored to present another prize. And as Chuck was singing and I was off the stage, I had to think about Charlotte Stewart, and this is the Alan Charlotte Stewart Prize that I'm about to present. I had to think about Charlotte, and I thought to myself, Chuck Boyd is the epitome of what Charlotte Stewart liked to see in a young man. And I know that she would be extremely pleased that her part of the prize, along with Alan Charlotte's prize, is going to such a fine young man as Chuck Boyd. So, Chuck, on behalf of Alan Charlotte Stewart, I would like to present you with a cash prize and a certificate designated in the Alan Charlotte Stewart Prize. So congratulations to you. It has been a most wonderful and busy year. I'm driving the people in the sound booth crazy because I'm supposed to stay on one microphone and I never do, so there. I'm sorry, you guys. By the way, Jim Emerson, a wonderful friend and technical director of the Music Hall, we just celebrated his retirement party this week, and Jim will be leaving, retiring from Purdue University the 30th of June, and a wonderful, wonderful young man. He's not certainly, guys, he's got so many years left. Boy, I envy it, boy, I tell you. But he's done a wonderful job for Purdue and the Music Hall and been such a tremendous help to us, particularly at Christmas show time. Jim, on behalf of all the guys and Dee Dee on the stage, we'd like to say thank you very much. Would you please acknowledge Mr. Jim Emerson back there? This has been a fun week. It's been a very busy week. We sang the other night, amongst other things, for the state convention of the treasurers and clerks of Indiana. And they had a big convention out at the Sheridan, and it was a fun show. I thought when we got there, they'd been sitting in this banquet hall for a long time. They looked like they were bored to death. And I told the guys, you better work extra hard because we got a dead bunch. These guys went in there, and the room immediately became electric. Most of them were women. The young man that I'm about to introduce now came to the microphone and he did a couple of things, and I thought that they were going to attack him when he when he finished. Adam, come on down here. Adam Pelty is a sophomore from Chicago, Illinois, majoring in English and languages, and a wonderful young man, a great talent, and if any of you recognize the name, yes, this is the son. A few years back, he was about this tall, and then they got a little bit bigger, and now here he is, Adam Pelty, the son of Lee Pelty of the Glee Club era, about 19, oh gosh, I shouldn't have said that, mid-50s, wasn't it? Something like that. It's a decade. great performer, Lee still is in Chicago, and this is his son, Adam, and his mom, Barbara's out in the audience tonight. Adam, I'm going to ask you, if you will, please, to sing the same two tunes you sang for those women the other night. But you got to understand, this is a much more reserved audience, all right? Would you please welcome Mr. Adam Pelty?